WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The United States' relationship with the Philippines and its former president, Ferdinand Marcos, is the subject of a new book called Waltzing with a Dictator. Its author is Raymond Bonner, who's a former New York Times foreign correspondent. Our book critic, John Leonard, says Bonner has produced a searing account of this chapter in American foreign policy.
The bad news from Ray Bonner is that we did it again. In the Philippines, as in Iran, as in Nicaragua, we manufactured a dictator and sustained him in his dreadful office just long enough for him to invent the enemies who would hate us as much as they hated him. Never mind that Ferdinand Marcos and Imelda, the singing sexpot, the dragon lady with the butterfly sleeves, corrupted the courts, the schools, the army, and the political process. Never mind that he tortured his opponents and stole his elections and looted the treasury of almost $10 billion. Never mind that his peculiar form of state capitalism makes the mixed economy of the Sandinistas look like a valentine to Adam Smith. In the Philippines, all the timber, sugar, coconuts, banks, newspapers, radio and TV stations, and gambling casinos were divvied up among Marcos' relatives and cronies. And who cares anymore about his $2 million in illegal campaign contributions to Richard Nixon? It may not even matter that our CIA did its best to dirty every Filipino government after the end of the Japanese occupation, that our Pentagon licked the boots of the tin pot in exchange for military bases, that our State Department and every president since LBJ winked at the greedy plunder and the martial law and the stomach-turning human rights abuses. The best that can be said for us is that we dumped him a minute or two before the bitter end, keeping the bloodshed down to a minimum for the time being. But fix on this. When Marcos declared martial law in 1972, and we knew in advance that he would, and we did nothing to stop it, there were only 350 armed guerrillas in the Philippines, with a few thousand sympathizers. Today there are 20,000 armed guerrillas in the Philippines, with perhaps a 500,000 sympathizers. What a success story. And these radicals have their doubts about the telegenic Cory, who doesn't seem willing to redistribute any of her own vast landholdings to peasants who are close to starving. Ray Bonner was a public interest lawyer in San Francisco before he became a reporter. His prize-winning stories for the New York Times from El Salvador enraged Jesse Helms and the Wall Street Journal. He spent 3 years in the Philippines. He has interviewed hundreds of the players and read thousands of documents secured through the Freedom of Information Act. He seems sometimes to be talking to us through clenched teeth, as if about to gag or scream. Whenever he feels himself to have gone on too long about corruption in Manila or hypocrisy in Washington, he will pause to tell another Imelda shopping story. These buying binges are almost a narrative conceit, like amnesia on the TV soaps. Buy a bauble, torture a prisoner, listen to a State Department apparatchik congratulate himself. It's all here, the whole ugly story. My only complaint is that I think the Philippines are different from Iran and Nicaragua. Any American who has ever visited the archipelago should feel a special sense of shame. This country, three times as populous as Australia, was a spoil of the Spanish-American War. It became our baby. We made it speak our own language so that it could hate us in English. We wrote the Constitution that Marcos destroyed. We fouled our own colonial nest. We deserve bad dreams.
Fresh Air book critic John Leonard reviews television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday.